Well, the government has taken some of the peanuts that have been forfeited to the Commodity Credit Corporation, processing them into 500 metric tons of packaged dry roasted peanuts grown in the U.S. and now being shipped to Haiti. But there's been some criticism this past week that it might mess up the Haitian farmers' special program that they're growing peanuts in their area and could mess up their price. That effort is coming through the Clinton Foundation, which created the Acesto Peanut Enterprise Corporation to partner with Meds and Foods for Kids and the University of Georgia. University of Georgia scientists helped the farmers to grow peanuts, but they say this donation could mess up their market. USDA's announcement about shipping peanuts to Haiti met with a number of unhappy responses. One department said it's an admirable concept, but why on earth are you importing American peanuts when peanuts are one of the few agricultural products that Haitians can grow? Do you realize they are totally undermining the local peanut market? Well, a lot of people don't agree with that. No one seems to have pondered the local implications of this decision. According to one newspaper, the situation prompts an interesting question. What happens if the peanut glut continues in 2017 and the new president is Clinton? After all, the Clinton Foundation is working in Haiti to get farmers to grow more peanuts there and be self-supporting. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.